Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the process, to the place, to the destiny that God has for us. And in walking by faith, we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We see the demonstration of his power in our lives. We see him manifest his glory through us. And we are a blessing, not only to our own family, but we're a blessing to races, to generations. We're a blessing to anyone we come in contact with because we're able to be unto them as the word says Abraham was. We're the blessing that lets them understand our God, that sees his mercy, that sees his grace. So we are a blessing to everyone that we come in contact with when we walk by faith and not by sight, when we walk according to the obedience that God has called and commanded it to us to, when we walk according to the word and the will of God in his strength and in his power. We are a blessing to every nation, every creed, and every color. God has commanded us to be that blessing in the earth through his son, Jesus Christ. And so it's a privilege to serve God, to know him as our Father, to call him Father, and to know that he's working in us greatly. God chooses unlikely people. He doesn't choose people that we would choose. He chooses us, and he uses us for his glory, and that's what I like about it, because it's a whosoever, whoever wants him, whoever requires his love and his forgiveness and his compassion, they're able to get it. They're able to receive it. All we have to do is repent and believe and receive that Jesus is the Lord, the Son of the living God, that he died for them, that he rose, and he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, and one day he's going to return for his people. So I love that because it gives us an expected end that has already been predestined by God and lets us know in the book of Revelation what our end is going to be, and it's amazing. We've been looking at this week, and we're going to be looking at it next week, our reward or my reward, our payment. God is the person that gives us our reward, and the word of God says that he's going to return with his reward for us. So there's a reward in serving God, and there's a reward in doing what he says. And so we're going to just be looking and encouraging ourselves because sometimes we think that as we live every single day and doing what is right and what is righteous and what God has commanded, that there is nothing to it, that we can just live or do anything we want to. But there's a reward in being diligent. It's a reward of obeying God that we're going to receive. Yesterday we spoke of Matthew 5:36 when it tells us that the Bible says that basically that there is, for loving people who love us, there's no reward. But if we love someone who does not like or despises us or hates us because of the gospel, not because of something that we've done, something that an attitude or something that we've given, but because of no other reason but the gospel, they do not like the God, the light that is inside of us. It shows them the path that they should be on. And because of that, they hate it. They hate the God inside of us. They hated Jesus, and he told us that they're going to hate us in the same manner. But if we love these people, in other words, we continue to show the love of God. We continue to show compassion. We continue to show kindness to them. When we do this, we are going to receive a reward. And we have to do this because many times we have ourselves taken the standard of God, and we try to twist it to what we want it to be and how we want it to be, and we can't do that. The word of God lets us know because of Jesus Christ and because of what he's done, the finished work, that we are complete in him. And because we are complete in him, we have a standard, and the standard that we have is the perfect standard of God because God's love is perfect. His love came, and his love gained, his love delivered, his love basically saves, delivers, and sets us free and gives us eternal life. So because of that same love, when we say that we are sons and daughters of God, then we are to be as he is. We are to live the love of God, and we don't do it within our own self. He's given us power to do it. When we say that we are sons of God, God does not look to the standards of his wisdom so that it can see we have to be as he says.
guidelines and standards of love was given and shown to us by God. And because of that, now we're able to forgive our debtors. We're able to forgive those who hurt us. We're able to forgive those who let us down or who wounded us. And that's when we do that, we receive whatever we do, however we do it. We're supposed to do it for the glory of God, not for the glory of men. And that's something that we have to be careful, that we don't live our lives for the glory of men, that we live our lives for the glory of God. The Saul was replaced because he would not live for what God wanted him to. He lived for the people. He lived for the praise of the people or the approval of the people, and not for the approval of God. Because of that, David replaced her as king. He was his replacement. Well, if we live our lives for the glory of man, then we will not be able to share the work of God. God is going to pay us. He's going to pay us for what we do in the earth. If we're living to sound a trumpet for people, for the charitable duty that we do, and if we're living for people to praise us, then we have our reward right there. Our praise is thank you. It is whatever that person says about us. That's all the praise that we get. But when we do something in secret, when we do something without expecting the praise to be noticed, when we do it for the glory of God, God is going to open the reward of us. He's going to bring the reward to us. The Bible says to say that whatever we do, because what we're doing is an intimate. When we talk to God, He even told us, go into your room, close the door, because it should be a sign of intimacy. That this is between me and you, God. This relationship, this communion, this worship, it's between me and you. When you talk to me and I talk to you, that's between me and you. So whatever you tell me to do in private, and I go and do it, I'm not expecting men to praise me. I want to do it because you told me in private. You told me in secret. And so I'm doing what you say.
Relationship with God, I want to know, and I don't want to lie to my
to get away. I run back with things that cause me to miss not hear God. So therefore, when I do it, and I'm doing it through the presenting of God in an important way, God whatever they do, we can't do it. We've got to do it with motives that are pure, not impure. We've got to do it with motives that are proper, not improper. We've got to do it with thanksgiving, not grudging. We've got to do it without complaining, but by faith. We've got to do it in all these ways, so that we can receive the reward of God. Jesus even said, those who are my disciples, or those who obey my commands, follow my instructions, those are the ones who are mine. And to do it, we have to do it His way, and it cannot be compromised for our way. Matthew 5:11-12 lets us know that there is a reward for us when we bless those who basically persecute us and say all kinds of things, a man of evil against us, in Christ's namesake. There is a blessing that is going to come when we go through it because they're saying it, because we're God, because we're living the right way, because we're not pious and prideful, but we're just living humbly, and we're doing it on a way that honors God. We're doing it in a way that gives Him glory. And when we do that and we are persecuted for His namesake, there is a reward that's going to come to us. There's a reward. And Jesus tells us that we are to rejoice when these things happen and be exceedingly happy, because there's a great reward that's waiting for us in heaven. And the reason why He says this is because the prophets of old were persecuted too, because of Christ and for Christ's sake. So if we're in line with those who were persecuted because of Christ, because they're living and showing and demonstrating the love, the compassion, the kindness of Christ, and that's all they're doing, and they're persecuted for that, He lets us know there is a reward that is coming to you because you're identifying with those who were persecuted for saying that they are believers of Christ, for being the forerunners of Christ, who prophesied of His coming, who believed that He was going to do all that He said. He lets us know there is a reward that is going to come to those who are persecuted. There is a reward that comes to those who will receive the name of the Lord, those who walk in righteousness, those who basically do what God has required. There is a reward that is coming. Sometimes we get in our head and our heart that we are just doing and living and we're just running on the grace of God. But when we live a life that is holy unto the Lord, the way that He says, He guarantees that you can't seek after Me and I not reward you. He said, you cannot seek My face, seek My will, seek and desire Me, walk and live the way that I told you, and I not bring a reward. I not give you a reward. There's some things that God gives here on the earth, but there's a greater reward that we receive in heaven, a greater reward for the sacrifice, because the Lord understands that to be joined to Him, to partake of His Spirit and His life, it's going to cost you some time, because people will not understand your walk, your righteousness. They will not understand the love that you have, and you're not walking and doing these things within your own self. You're doing it in Him by His strength, by His power. And because of that, He understands that there are going to be things that's going to try to shake you. But God says that you do this My way, I'm going to bring a reward. To live the life and to do what God tells us to do, it is not being shorthanded or slighted. It is saying that I have a reward that My Heavenly Father is going to give Me. And I pray that you're encouraged, that you look at your life and you align it with the Word and the will of God, because I want a reward and I want God to be pleased with me. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today, the process of there. Pray that you've been encouraged in this reward, knowing that there's something greater that is going to come, something greater that's going to be given, and your Heavenly Father is going to be pleased with you, and the life you live will speak for you. I pray that you have a blessed and wonderful day, and that you'll be back tomorrow for another 15 minutes of empowerment on Favor Life. God bless you.